Hello, is that Richard Woodall? It's Tom. He's got in contact with us over the internet. Hello.
Hi there, is that Tom?
Yeah, it is.
Hi there, it's Richard here, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no worries.
Can you hear me? I think the line, I'm not sure if the line...
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for all the information you've given me so far.
Yeah.
How do you feel about us using the photo then, one of the photos of you, and how do you pronounce it?
It's Joan.
Joan?
Joan.
Okay, do you mind if I ask you guys your surname?
Yes, dunno. I mean, I'd have to speak to him.
Okay, what? Do you mind if I take yours, or...?
Sure. It's, Gibbard. It's G-I-B-B-A-R-D.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, if you could ask him and then, get back to me.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Will do. I think I spoke to him. He said we didn't really mind about using the photo in the end.
Oh, the one with you guys in?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, actually working, but I'm sure what we've got. Yeah, basically, a Google alert picked up your display of photos on the game's website.
Yeah.
Google alert and Sunbury picked it up, and then obviously we found it from there. So, so can you just take me through it again? I know you sent me the text already of what you're done exactly, but can you just quickly go through what it is you were doing again?
Sure. The site is you sign up for tasks which are set by the admins and the other players.
Yeah.
And you just basically you go out into the real world, complete that task.
Yeah.
And then when you get back to the website, you upload proof, like photos, videos, and...
Okay, and then what attracts you to it? Why do you do it?
It's something to do. It's fun. I mean, the community's great, and...
Have you got to know other people through it?
Yeah, oh yes, and there's, hopefully, there will be a, there's a UK-wide meet in Milton Keynes later in August.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
But, that's still being organised fully, but that should be.
And you're going to go along to that, which is, you're in?
Yeah, I think, well, we're going to try and get down. Well, one of the other players in Yarmouth played the ARG Perplexity.
Okay.
And when that finished, he was on a message board asking about other... They were talking about other games to play, and I think this cropped up, and he joined. He got the rest of us to join, and it just spread from there. We've got like quite a few players in Norfolk now. Well, there's it's in the UK. It's big in Yarmouth. I mean, it's much bigger over in America. That it's based in San Francisco, and there are a lot of players in Chicago as well.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And in terms of how it works, do you get to choose? I mean, do you have any say over the tasks that you do, or is it completely set by the people that administrate the game?
Oh, there's a group, there's a pool of tasks which are submitted by the administrators and other players, and you just choose your tasks from there.
Okay, that's interesting. So what other things have you done?
Let's see. We dug a labyrinth on the beach.
A what, sorry?
A labyrinth.
Okay.
Which was...
That's quite interesting. What beach was that?
Oh, the one in Yarmouth.
Okay, yeah.
And we played Giant Monopoly.
Okay.
Yeah, in Yarmouth, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah,
Well, a lot of them already have. It just depends
sure,
what the... Oh yeah, me and Joan both grew up in Banbury.
Okay.
And then I moved away to Yarmouth about six years ago, and he moved
and
to
so
Bournemouth.
The two of you decided to meet up in Banbury?
Yeah.
Okay. When was this? This last week when you actually did it?
Yeah, I can't remember the day exactly. I think it might have been Thursday.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's quite a good one, I think. I'd have to check.
Quite a good one.
Yeah, I'd have to check what other people think.
Sorry, I think there's some weird noise I'm hearing in the background.
Yeah.
But it's quite a good one.
I think so. I would say so.
Yeah, sure. What, just because of the way you quite can't. I mean, to stick one on the back of the bus is quite good.
Well, the Milton Keynes thing, the big plan was to, we were going to construct the game has a base, it's like a mascot, it's the Sutro Tower in San Francisco.
Okay.
And we were going to construct a 30-foot replica in a public park in Milton Keynes. Yeah.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Oh, the brilliant completions. There are so on the site. There are so this is just brilliant. I mean, the most voted on task completion of all time was of a task called door installation, where you just had to install the door in a public place.
Okay.
And the players in San Francisco. Got together and they had a lot of doors.
Yeah.
They painted them. They went to a park in San Francisco and built a replica Stonehenge out of these doors.
Yeah.
I think it lasted for somewhere between a month and 2 months before it was removed. I can't remember.
Okay.
But that's
interesting.
Yeah.
And you said there wasn't really much reaction from people around because you pretended. You said if you make sure you look like art students or something.
Yeah. It's amusing. If you look like art students, or you say you're art students, people don't really look twice. I mean, there's a task called Get Roof Access.
Yeah.
And here we went to several businesses saying, hey, we're photography students, can we get on the roof and take some photos?
Yeah.
And,
How often do you do this? When was the last one you did? Before this one?
I'm trying to think. The last sort of interesting thing was when a group of us in Yarmouth dressed as zombies and walked around for a while.
Okay.
As a pre-enactment of the oncoming zombie revolution.
Okay. So how many of you dressed as zombies?
I can't remember. I think it's about five of us.
About how many? Days?
Five of us. We haven't got
and
huge
you're trying to walk around.
Yeah.
And that was that, did you have to complete anything, or that was all you had to do was dress as zombies?
Well, the task was pre-enactment, which is recreate a future event, so it's like a re-enactment, but for something to come.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how many points have you got? Is there any way I can go on the website and see how many points?
Yeah, and if you go to the main site, it's sf0.org, as in zero with the number.
Okay. Sf0.org.
Yeah.
I think our internet might own the hearing aid. Okay, I've got it, yeah.
Yeah, and if you see up the top left-ish, there's a button with players written underneath it.
With arrows, you say?
With players written underneath it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you click details, the little should be a check, like a radio button there. It will show scores underneath, underneath people's names. That's just for this era. I mean, there's eras where the scores are reset and the features change.
Not got it yet. Say that again. You go up the top.
There's a button with players written underneath it. I think it's got a running man as the picture.
Yeah. Okay. Got that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on that page, there should be a radio button with details.
A radio button, you say?
Yeah, like a checkbox thing.
Checkbox.
It should be on the top left of the thumbnails.
Okay, so you just go to score or vote near that bit?
Yeah, to the right of that, I think. I'm trying to remember.
It's not you that's the first one on there called GY Tom, is it?
Yeah, but that's just for this era.
Oh, okay.
So, if you want the all time. I think he's on either the second or third page. He hasn't been playing he hasn't been playing for very long.
Oh, so you're actually winning
this era, but it depends. I mean, the scoreboard shows all sorts. I mean, if you rank it by votes, I think it's Lincoln who is first. I can't remember.
Well, okay, brilliant. Let me just check my questions, what else I was going to ask you.
Okay.
I think I've got most of the stuff now.
Yeah.
Could you check with you, what's your friend's name again, sorry?
Joan.
Is it Joan?
Joan.
Yeah, could you check with him if it's alright for me to have his surname, just to put that down as well, is that alright?
Yeah, I can ask him.
Okay, and then will you be able to call me back to double check that?
Yeah, I should be able to.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
And, when you've got his name, or whatever he says, if you could just give me a quick call.
Will do.
It's your time again. It's quite interesting. I've never seen it or heard of it.
Well, you should join and have a go. It's good fun.
I'll definitely refer to the website on there. Okay, cheers then. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.